亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，主内平安。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, peace and greetings to you.
欢迎大家一起来参加加恩堂的主日崇拜。
Welcome to Canaan Church's Sunday service.
请问在我们当中有没有谁需要粤语翻译的？请问我们当中有没有并过需要广东话翻译的 ？OK， 不需要。今天是复活节，主日崇拜。
In today's service, we will be celebrating Christ's resurrection.
让我们一起来庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
Hallelujah! Our Lord Jesus Christ is risen.
因为主耶稣基督复活，我们才有新生，我们才有盼望。
Because of His resurrection, we have new life and new hope.
我们是何等的蒙恩，何等的喜乐。
We are so thankful and so joyful.
诗篇一百五十篇第一第六节这么说。你们要赞美耶和华，在神的圣所里赞美他，在他显能力的穹苍赞美他，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华。
In Psalm 150 verses 1 and 6 it states, Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
现在我们奉主耶稣基督圣名开始崇拜。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sunday service.
我们接下来有颂赞的时候，我们将时间交给颂赞领事的弟兄姐妹。
Now is time for singspiration.
7:9 it says, I will praise your law among the nation, I will sing of you among all the peoples. 在诗篇五十七篇第九节这样子说，我们要在万民中称谢你，我们在列邦中称颂你。我们大家挺起立唱赞美救主 Please all rise, sing Praise him, praise him In Chinese first
赞美赞美主耶稣我们的救主全地歌唱将他表爱传扬欢呼欢呼天使赞荣耀的欢呼 主大师施加，基督快来，得胜世界的国度，荣耀权柄永归我主耶稣，赞美赞美，传扬那无比的大爱，赞美赞美，歌唱直到万代。
大家请坐。Thank you.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. 耶稣是我唯一的盼望，他是我生命的亮光和力量，他赐下无比的大爱、平安和安慰，他是我的万有。唯有耶稣。
耶稣是我唯一盼望，他是亮光，是个力量，这方教室眷顾根基，惊涛骇浪之中稳妥，基督大爱你。
In Christ alone,
骨头穿 flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, these gifts of love and righteousness, scorned by the one he came to save, till on that cross.Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid, here is the death of Christ I live.
在暮月中我主躺卧，
曾经被定死，但却反射荣耀之光，从坟墓中冲破死亡，他今站立在荣耀里，罪恶的光完全除去，我今赎主大耶稣，我宝血血迹
No guilt in life,
No guilt in life, No fear in death, This is the power of Christ in me, From life's first cry To final breath, Jesus command my destiny
起立，我们祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray. 请大家一同低头，我们做一个祷告。我们奇妙的神，我们来到你面前的时候，存着一个欢喜快乐的心，也献上我们的感谢，因为今天是我们的主耶稣基督从死里复活， 主啊，你现在活在我们的心当中，你是我们的救主。主啊，我们感谢你。当我们来到这里敬拜你的时候，神啊，你是我们唯一的真神。主啊，你是唯一的救主，在你的里面我们能够有盼望，能够有喜乐，也能够有永恒的生命。主啊，我们也感谢你，求你今天来到这里的时候，你来到安慰我们每个人。主啊，当我们有疾病的时候，主啊，你来到扶持我们。当我们在困难的时候，主啊，你也与我们同在。主啊，让我们每一天都能够可以经历神你在我们身边那种的甜蜜的关系。主啊，今天是复活节的主日的崇拜，主啊，我们求你来到祝福我们每个人，来到你的面前的时候，愿你的平安，你的喜乐能够在我们的心当中，主啊，以致我们可以去明白神你的旨意，也能够活着能够更加的有盼望。主啊，我们能知道你每一天来到看顾我们每个人，你与我们同行。主啊，你的心我们跟我们的心一同的联合起来，所以以致我们在你的里面的时候能够可以结满了果子。我们也知道圣灵的继续的来到赐我们的力量，也能够让我们在日常生活里面的时候活出主你的样式而来。我们谢谢你，我们赞美你，我们求你能够得到一切的荣耀跟颂赞。 O awesome God, we come here with gladness and thanksgiving. We come to you today to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, our Savior is indeed alive. And he's continued to live in our hearts. We come here today to worship you because you are the only true God. In Christ alone, you are our hope. You are our joy. You are our everything. Almighty God, remind us that each day is a gift from you. Teach us to see that each moment is an opportunity to long for your presence. During this today's Easter Sunday service, we pray that you would bless each one of us. May the peace and joy of God provide us with every good thing we need in order to do your will. May the love of Christ Jesus continue to guide us so that we would walk with you closely every day. May the Holy Spirit continue to strengthen us and empower us. Thank you, Lord, and we praise your name. May you receive all the glory and praise. In the name Jesus we pray. Amen. Please be seated. 请大家坐下。
现在是经文选读时间。
Now we shall proceed to scripture readings.
今天的经文选读是《哥林多前书》十五章十二到二十二节。
Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 12 through 22.
我们找到翻到以后，先用中文一起来读，然后再用英文一起来读。
First, we will read together in Chinese, and then we will read together in English.
好，我们请用中文来读。既全基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，我们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为神枉作见证的。因为我们见证神是叫基督复活的，若死人真没复活，神也没叫基督复活了。因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们人在那罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人搓熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。好，我们先再用英文来读。
Now we will read the passage in English. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
谢神宝贵的话语。
Give thanks to God for his word.
我们接下来有诗班献诗的时候，献诗以后我们再请周牧师为主证道。信息的主题是哈利路亚，耶稣基督复活了。
Now it's time for song offering from the choir. After song offering, Pastor Chow will deliver God's message titled Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
我们将时间交给诗班。
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. 弟兄姊妹，你们好。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨好。
Really good, okay. So as you know, this morning we have sunrise service, right?
你们也知道我们今天早上有神迹的崇拜。
Now for those who already came this morning, well, would you please stand up?
如果你今天早上来参加神迹崇拜的，请你站起来。
That's all we got?Yeah, okay, let's give them a hand. Okay, please be seated.
谢谢你坐下。
Now, if you didn't come this year, right, you know what to do next year, right?
如果你今年没有来，你可能知道明年你应该做什么咯。
You know what, you miss all the good breakfast this morning.
因为你今天你们没有吃今天很好的早餐。
Of course, you come not because of the breakfast. I know that. You know, it's because we have to praise our Jesus because He was risen from the death, right?
我们也知道你们今天来神迹崇拜不是为了吃早餐，而是我们来庆贺主耶稣基督死里复活。
Okay. Now, have you ever heard of a man named Harry Houdini?
你曾经是否有听过有一个人 的名字叫做哈里好迪尼
？Anyone? You guys still young, right? You don't know. But I think
有没有人听过
some of you heard of this name.
有些人是听过这个名字的。
Now he was one of the greatest musicians in the world to specialize in amazing escape from any environment.
他是这个世上一个。很出色的一个魔术师，他可以在任何一个环境中可以逃脱消失。
Now he was able to open any kinds of locks.
他可以打开任何样的锁。
His body had the flexibility of an eel.
他的身体可以像蚯蚓一样那么柔软。
He had the lives of a cat.
他有猫一样的生命。
People would seal him in coffins. He would escape.
人们可以把他锁在棺材里，他也可以逃出来。
They handcuffed him and put him inside a big bag. He escaped.
有一次人们把他两手铐着，放在袋子里，他也可以跑出来。
They locked him in a metal can, right? He escaped.
他们把他锁在一个金属箱子里，他可以逃脱。
They put him in maximum security prison. Then he could somehow go out.
他们把他放在一个很严密、很保安的监牢里，他也可以跑出来。
But in October 1926,
但在1926年的十月
Death laid his hands on Harry and put him in a grave and he thought he could still escape.
死神把手放在 Harry 的身上，把他放在坟墓里，他想他仍然可以逃脱。
When he was sick and before he died,
他临死以前
He told his wife, if there is any way from death, I will find it.
他告诉他的太太，如果有任何的方法可以从死亡中逃脱，我也会找到。
I will contact you and will do so on the anniversary of my death.
我会在我的死亡纪念周年日可以与你联系。
For 10 years, his wife kept a light.Burning in light candle, like burning light in front of his picture.
十年以来，他的太太把一个微小的蜡烛点在他的遗像前面。
At the end of 10 years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years later.
十年以后。
Okay, 十年以后 is very good. Okay, death had Houdini, and he could not ever escape again.
那个死了的好迪尼永远逃脱不出死亡。
Now in 2000 years ago, death also laid his hands on the Lord Jesus Christ.
2000年前，死亡的手也放到了耶稣基督身上。
And Jesus was buried inside a solid rock tomb.
耶稣埋葬在一个有大石拦阻的坟墓里。
A huge stone weighed about 2 tons was put in the entrance.Of that tomb.
有一个两吨重的大石挡住了那个坟墓的出口。
And the Roman soldier were watching over it from the outside.
那个罗马兵丁还在坟墓外面看守。
But on the third day, Jesus Christ was risen from the dead.
第三日，耶稣复活了。
And he left those grave clothes that were wrapped around him just like a butterfly
butterfly left a cocoon, but without breaking the cocoon at all.
他离开了那个坟墓，那个包裹他的那个寿衣，仍然像他像一个蝴蝶那样逃脱，从一个蚕蛹那样逃脱，而那个寿衣没有破烂。
It was an empty tomb.
那个坟墓是空的。
Jesus Christ is alive.
耶稣复活了。
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
感谢神，耶稣复活了。
Now, let's think about this.
我们可以想一想。
But suppose that had not happened.
如果我们可以想象一下，如果这些事件没有发生。
Suppose some Christian still doubt about the resurrection of Christ.
我们想象一下，如果当时的基督徒仍然怀疑基督复活。
Suppose death still held Jesus like it did to Harry.
我们想象一下，如果死亡仍然掌握着耶稣，像掌握着哈里那样。
Then what?
那会怎么样？
Suppose there has no Easter at all.
想象一下，如果没有复活节。
Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 12 to 22.
在哥林多前书15章12到22节。
Especially from verses 14 to 19.
特别是在14节到19节。
Apostle Paul gives us six, okay, serious tragic things that would have been true if Christ is still inside that grave.
使徒保罗告诉了我们六个非常灾难性的事件，如果耶稣仍然在坟墓里。
Number one, preaching of the gospel is useless.
第一，传讲基督是徒然的。
What we are celebrating today would be in vain.
如这样，我们庆祝的复活节是枉然的。
In verse 14, and if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is what? Useless.
在十四节这里说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Brother and sister, we would have been wasting our time here, right?
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里就是浪费时间。
We're wasting our time here.
我们在这里浪费时间。
Without the resurrection, the gospel would be empty.
如果没有复活，坟墓就不会是空的。
Hopeless message of meaningless nonsense.
我们所传讲的信息就没有盼望，没有意义。
Now the foundation of the Bible teaching was.Christ died on the cross for our sins, and he was buried and rose again on the third day. This is the Bible said to us.
我们圣经的基本真理就是基督为我们而死，他埋葬之后复活，这是我们所传讲的福音。
This is the gospel.
这是福音。
Our Lord conquered sin and death.
我们的主战胜了罪恶和死亡。
Making a way for mankind to follow in that victory.
让那些跟随他的人可以有一个得胜的生命。
That otherwise this is the gospel to proclaim.
这是福音所传颂的。
Now many years ago when a haircut was about 25 cents,
很多年以前剪头发只是两毛五分钱。
How much do you get your haircut?
那个时候你有没有剪过？剪了多少次？
Right now, how much it cost?
现在多少钱？
Well, if you want to get a very nice haircut, maybe $20-$25, right?
如果你想剪一个头发，剪得很好看，大概要25块钱哦。
For us, minimum maybe $10.
我们现在可能最少也要10块钱。
Now, at that time, 25 cents.
在那个年代，两毛五分钱。
A preacher got a haircut in the barber shop and was about to pay.
有一个传道人刚好剪了头发，他准备要付钱的时候。
The barber said, no, you don't have to pay. You are the pastor. It's okay. Don't have to pay.
那个理发师说，也不需要啦，你是牧师，你不需要付钱啦。
I'm not going to charge you at all.
我不会收你的钱的。
The preacher replied that he wanted to pay 25 cents.
但是那个传道人仍然坚持要付那个两毛五分钱。
The barber said, No, I will come to this Sunday and listen to your sermon and we will call it even.
那个理发师说，那我这个星期天我就去教会听你讲道，那么我们就打平了。
The pastor said, but I don't have any 25 cent sermon.
那个牧师说，我没有一个两毛五分钱的信息。
And the barber said, well, that's okay. Then I come twice then.
那个理发师说，那好吧，那我去两次吧。
Now I would tell you if a sermon does not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我告诉你，如果那个信息没有传讲一个复活的耶稣基督，
it is meaningless and useless for you to hear and proclaim.
那是没有意义，也是不值得我们去传讲的。
It is essential today that we come to a decision in our hearts in regarding of the resurrection of Christ.
特别是在我们的今天，我们今天心中要有一个肯定的答案，就是我们要知道基督是复活的。
Let us reassure that God raised him from the dead.
也让我们 再一次得到证实，神让基督死里复活。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If Christ is still inside the tomb,
如果基督仍然在坟墓里。
Number two, our faith in Christ is worthless.
第二点，我们的信是枉然的。
Listen again in verse 14. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
我们在讲第十四节，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Without resurrection, it would also make faith in him worthless, brothers and sisters.
如果没有复活，我们所信的是枉然的。
We have nothing to look forward to entirely, nothing at all.
我们对于永恒没有任何盼望。
Why would that be, you said?
为什么会这样呢？
Well, why should we put our faith in a dead Messiah?
为什么我们要把我们的信心压在一个死了的弥赛亚身上？
A dead man cannot save anyone.
这个死人没有不可以拯救任何人。
Our faith in Jesus Christ does not worth anything if he's still in that tomb.
如果基督仍然在坟墓里，我们的信是枉然的。
How do you know that he is the Son of God?
我们怎么知道他是神的儿子？
How do you know that he is God incarnated.
我们怎么知道他是那道神肉身的神？
The Bible said he declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection of the dead.
圣经说他是神的儿子，他有从死里复活的大能。
According to the spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord.
根据圣灵传讲，耶稣基督是我们的救主。
If there is no resurrection,
如果没有复活，
the hall of the faithful in Hebrew 11 would instead be the hall of the foolish.
那么在希伯来书十一章那里所讲的，历史上所有的圣人都是一些。都是一些蠢人。
Such as Abel, Noah,
好像亚伯，
Abraham,
Enoch,
Sarah, Moses,
亚伯拉罕，
Rahab, David,
Moses, 大卫，
The prophets,
还有那些的先知，
and all the other would have been faithful for nothing at all, nothing.
所有那些人，他们的信心都是徒然的。
Confucius died, he is dead.
孔夫子死了，他真的死了。
Ancient Buddha died, he is dead.
佛祖死了，他真的死了。
Muhammad died, he is dead.
穆罕默德死了，他也真的死了。
Their bones decay in the ground.
他们的骨灰在地里已经化成灰。
But that's not the case with Jesus.
但是基督不是这样。
He has risen from the dead and he is alive.
但是他从死里复活，他是活着的。
Now a teacher asked the student to write an essay on the greatest living man in the world.
有一回有一个老师叫学生写一些文章，是歌颂赞美一些仍然活着的伟人。
So one of the students write an essay on Jesus Christ.
有一个学生写了一篇文章是关于耶稣基督。
The teacher said, this is a good essay.
老师说那是一篇很好的文章哦。
But I said living man.
我说是写一个活着的人呐。
The student replied, Teacher, Jesus Christ is alive.
学生告诉他，老师啊，基督是活着的。
We don't put our faith in a dead Messiah at all.
我们不会把我们的信心压在一个死了的 Messiah。
A dead Savior could not give new life.
一个死人的救，死了的救主救不了任何人的生命。
We would have nothing to justify our faith.
我们没有任何信心，没有任何的信心压给那个死了的人。
The resurrection is the supreme miracle of Christianity. It is the core of our faith.
复活在基督教里是一个超级的、超级的神迹，那是我们信仰的核心。
A famous pastor said,
有一个很有名的牧师这样讲。
I read this to you. Easter is to our faith what water is to the ocean.
那你讲复活对于我们的信心就是水对于海洋。
What stone?To the mountain, is to the mountain.
又如同石头对于山脉。
What blood is to your body?
也就是血液对于我们的身体。
It is the first and final word in the dictionary of God.
这是第从第一个字到最后一个字，在我们主的圣经里都是这样记载的。
It says that Christ is the author and finisher of our faith.
我们的基督是创始成终我们的信心所在。
Number three,
第三点，
The disciples would be liars if Jesus Christ did not raise.
如果基督没有复活，门徒就是一个说谎的。
In verses 15 and 16, More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if, in fact, the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either.
16, 17节这样讲，因为是人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然。你们人在罪里。
Okay. What Paul saying here, if Jesus Christ is still in the grave, then we are telling a lie.
使徒保罗说，如果耶稣基督仍然在坟墓里，那些传讲的人就是在说谎。
Now we have to ask ourselves this question.
我们可以问我们自己一个问题。
Why did the disciples lie?
那些门徒为什么要去说谎？
Why were they deceivers?
他们目的是为了什么？
If so, why?
如果是说谎的话，他们为什么？
Well, you may say people lie in order to gain something.
你可能会说，那些人说谎，可能他们会得到什么的好处？
What gain did the disciples have if Jesus was still in the grave, and but to claim Jesus Christ was resurrected?
他们会得到什么好处呢？如果基督仍然在坟墓里，他们却传讲基督复活。
Now let's see how did these disciples die, okay?
我们可以看看那些门徒后来是怎么死的。
They die as sacrifice for Christ.
他们为基督而上升。
They were humiliated.
他们受到迫害。
They were tortured and persecuted.
他们受到逼害，受到折磨。
They were stoned.
他们被石头。
They were burned to die.
他们被烧死。
They died in the mouth of lions.
他们在狮子口前死掉。
Now the disciples are not like hypocrites, thieves, or murderers.
那些门徒，他们不是口是心非的人，他们也不是盗贼，他们也不是杀人犯。
Who tell lies to get out of trouble?
那些人他们会说谎是为了逃避麻烦。
Now let me repeat again. who tell lies to get out of trouble, not to get into trouble.
那些人说谎是为了逃避麻烦，而不是为了他们惹更多的麻烦。
A person may choose to lie in order to live.
一个人他们可以选择他们去说谎，为了他们可以存活。
But few, if anyone, were willingly to die for a lie.
但是绝少，甚至没有人他们愿意为了一个谎言而去死掉。
These disciples said, "Listen, we have seen Jesus."
门徒这样讲，听啊，我们见过复活的耶稣。
We have touched him and walked with him.
我们触摸过他，我们跟他有过交谈。
We were together with him and ate with him.
我们跟他一起交谈，一起吃饭。
More than 500 people witnessed that Jesus is alive.
有超过500个人见证了复活的耶稣。
They saw Jesus on 12 different occasions for 40 days after Jesus was resurrected from the death.
他们在基督升天以前的40天，在12个不同的场合跟耶稣有过见面。
Now these ordinary disciples were transferred from frightened whims, that's how you say whims, right, into one of the most effective missionaries in the world has ever seen.
那些早期原先的那些最早的耶稣的门徒，他们从那些惧怕的胆小鬼摇身一变成为一个非常有非常有效力的福音传讲者。
The resurrected Christ changed their lives.
福音改变了他们的生命。
Not only did resurrected Christ impact them,
不单只是因为福音对他们有影响。
His life-changing power has transformed people from the first century till now.
基督改变生命的能力，改变了那从第一世纪的人到现在。
He also changes our lives too.
他仍然改变我们的生命。
Now, what motivated the disciple to go everywhere and proclaim the message of the risen Christ?
有什么样的能力激励那些门徒，他们四处传讲、宣扬基督复活的信息？
Was it for money?
是为了金钱吗？
Power and
权力吗？
Not at all.
还有名誉都不是。
Was Simon Peter a con man?
西门彼得他是一个
Is it
曾经是一个反对
No, is it a con man?
是否
欺骗者？
是否是一个欺骗者？
Apostle John and Paul were crook?
那个使徒约翰、使徒保罗是不是一个是不是一个他们有一个有邪念的人？
Were the deceivers and the false witnesses? Are they? Were they?
是不是当时那些见证的人，他们都是做假见证？
And these men would die just for a lie?
那些人就仅仅了是为了一个谎言而死去吗？
Would we do that?
我们会这样做吗？
I don't think so, right?
我相信不会。
Number four,
第四点，
If Christ is still dead, we would still be in our sins.
如果基督仍然在坟墓里，我们仍然在罪中。
In another word, sin would have won.
换一句话说，罪恶得胜了。
Notice in verses 17, And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
十七节这么讲，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是枉然，你们仍在罪里。
All of us sinned.
我们都是罪人。
Who in this congregation can say we never sinned?
在座所有的会友，你们有谁敢曾说过你没有罪？
Not one.
没有一个人。
We are sinners by birth.
我们一出生我们就有罪。
By choice, and we have no hope of forgiveness apart from the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们没有任何选择，我们是没有希望，我们是一个无望的人，我们的罪是得不到赦免。
God cannot just overlook your sin.
神不会看不到我们的罪恶。
God never lets sin go unpunished.
神不会让我们的罪恶得不到惩罚。
If Jesus Christ is still in the tomb, which means God did not accept the sacrifice of the Calvary.
如果基督仍然在坟墓里，意思就是说，上帝没有接纳加略山的奉献，加略山的献祭。
How do we know God accepted the sacrifice of the Calvary?
我们如何知道上帝接纳了加利山的献祭？
It is the resurrection.
那是一个复活。
The Bible said in Romans 4:25, Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
罗马书四章二十五节这么讲，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是叫我们称义。
No resurrection, no savior.
没有复活，没有救恩。
No savior, no forgiveness, brothers and sisters.
没有救恩就没有赦免。
His death without his resurrection cannot save anyone.
如果他的死亡没有复活，拯救不了任何人。
If Christ is still inside a solid rock tomb,
如果基督仍然在那个坟墓里，
then we would be still in our sin and the wages of sin is death.
那我们仍然在罪中，罪的代价乃是死。
None of us will have the hallelujah hope and glories of heaven at all.
我们任何人都没有一个从神而来的盼望，没有一个天国的荣耀。
Number five.
第五点，
Christians would have eternally perished if Christ is still inside the tomb.
耶稣基督如果仍然在坟墓里，基督徒就会永远的死亡。
Verses 18 said, Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. Verse 18.
第十八节这么讲。
PowerPoint.
就是在基督里睡着的人也死亡了，也灭亡了。
Fallen asleep means death.
睡了的人就是死了的意思。
Then every saint in the Old Testament of, or any Christians,
那个死是包括那些所有在旧约里讲过的所有的圣人，还有所有的基督徒。
Who have died would have forever perished.
他们死了，他们将永远的灭亡。
This will have the same consequences on us as well.
对于我们来说，我们也是这样的结局。
All of us would be perished.
我们所有的人都会永远死亡。
Does life end after a person passed away?
是不是人死如灯灭呢？
Is this what we Christians are looking for in the future?
如果这是我们基督徒对将来的盼望。
When we attend a funeral,
当我们参加过一个丧礼，
We saw beautiful flowers were placed.
我们看到所有的鲜花环绕着殡仪馆。
Wonderful songs were sung.
在丧礼里唱着一个美妙的诗歌。
Then we saw the family members of the deceased person.
我们也见到死者的家人。
They walked up to the coffin.
他们走进棺木。
Maybe laid their hands and touched the beloved sleeve.
他们可以
and patted him gently.
他们把手轻轻地放在他们所爱的人的衣袖上。
And then say goodbye.
他们轻轻地对他说。
And just turn around and sadly walked away.
他们轻轻跟他说再见之后。转念很悲哀的离去。
We thought,
我们会怎么想？
Is that it?
我们就这样吗？
Is that all there to life?
生命就这样结束了吗？
The loved one is gone after all those years and soon to be buried in the ground.
那我们所爱的人就在很多很多年以后就是在土地里慢慢的消失吗？
Is this the way it is?
这方就是这样的吗？
Forever in the ground?
永远地在地底下吗？
No.
不是的。
Death does not have dominion.
死亡永远不会成为权势。
Those has fallen asleep in Christ have not perished.
那些相信基督的人，他们不会被灭亡。
Christ is alive.
因为基督复活了。
He defeated death and also defeated the Satan.
他战胜了死亡，也战胜了罪恶。
Number six.
第六点,
if there is no resurrection of Jesus Christ, then our future is fearful.
如果基督没有从死里复活, 我们的将来是没有盼望的。
And high power, yes. Look at verse 19. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.More than all men.
第十九节这么讲，我们若靠基督，只在今生有盼望，就算比众人更可怜。
Another famous pastor once said this.
有一个很有名的牧师这么讲。
If Jesus Christ is still in that grave, nothing really matters.
如果基督仍然在坟墓里。那什么都不要紧了。
But if Jesus Christ came out of that grave, nothing but that really matter.
但是如果基督已经从死里复活，没有什么事情比这个更要紧的。
Without the resurrection, we would be the most pitiful people in the world.
如果没有基督复活，我们比世上所有的人都更可怜。
Then our future is fearful.
我们的未来将是极端可怕。
But Jesus Christ is the one who walked out of that grave.
耶稣基督是那一位从坟墓里走出来的人。
And he has given us a new life.
他给我们新的生命。
He grants us eternal life and transforms our earthly lives as well.
他赐给我们永恒的生命，让我们的生命可以转，让我们在地上的生命转换为永远的生命。
Because he lives, he gives us new hope and strength so that we can face tomorrow.
因为他活着，他给我们有新的盼望，面对明天。
In the future, everyone will be gone.
对于未来，我们每个人都会死掉。
Right? Everyone will be gone.
每个人都会死。
But gone to where?
我们去哪里呢？
You have to think about this question.
我们要想一想，我们要会去哪里？
What is our future?
什么是我们的将来？
Is it fearful?
那是很可怕的。
Is it fearful?
是很可怕的。
Not if Jesus rose from the dead.
如果没有耶稣从死里复活。
Who is here?
他是谁?
Well, Albert Einstein.
他是爱因斯坦。
Albert Einstein was a genius.
爱因斯坦是一个天才。
He knew a lot, but sometimes he was absent-minded like a lot of people here. No, me. Okay.
他懂得，他有很多很多的知识，但是有的时候他就是少了一根弦。
One time he traveled on the train.
有一回他坐火车去出游。
The conductor came by to punch the ticket.
乘务员他走到爱因斯坦前面，准备验他的车票。
But Einstein couldn't find his ticket.
爱因斯坦找不到他的车票。
He was looking everywhere, his pocket, his vest, everywhere under the seat as well.
他在他的背心，他在他的外套里到处找他的车票。
The conductor said, Dr. Einstein, don't worry, I know you.
那个验票的先生说，他说爱因斯坦博士，他说不用担心了，我认识你。
From your white hair, I know who you are.
从你的白发苍苍，我认识你是谁。
I know you brought the ticket.
我知道你买票了。
That is fine.
那好吧，不用查了。
So the conductor went on to punch the tickets of the other passenger, and then he looked back.
那位乘务员他往前继续验其他乘客的票，当他回头回望的时候，
Dr. Einstein was still looking for his ticket.
爱因斯坦先生仍然在到处找他的车票。
And then the conductor went back and said, It's alright, Dr. Einstein, I know who you are.
那个乘务员说，他说可以啦，爱因斯坦先生，我知道你是谁了。
Einstein said, Yes, I know who I am.
他说我知道我是谁。
But I just want to know where I am going.
但是我很想知道我将要去哪里。
It's funny, right?
很像很好笑。
Do you know where you are going?
你们知道你将要去哪里吗?
Do you know who you are in Christ?
你知道你在基督里的身份是什么吗?
Has your sin been forgiven?
你的罪是否得赦免?
Are you sure that Jesus Christ is in your heart?
你是否肯定耶稣基督在你的心中?
Are you sure you are a saved Christian?
你是否肯定你是一个得救的基督徒?
Are you sure Jesus rose from the dead, brother and sister?
你是否肯定你是否知道基督死里复活?
Are you sure where you are going if you die today?
你是否保证你如果今天死了你将要去哪里?
Are you sure you can proclaim as verse 20 here said?
你是否可以肯定你可以宣告 你有新的生命?
God has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
第二十节这么说但基督已从死里复活成为睡了之人初熟的果子
Christ is the first one first who rose from the dead and we will also raise when he comes again
基督是第一个从死里复活的人我们跟随他的人我们也跟他一样会从死里复活
The greatest hope of new life is found in an empty tomb
我们生命最大的盼望就是我们在找到空的坟墓
Amen.
So, Amen
Are you sure Jesus Christ already risen from the dead?
你是否保证肯定耶稣基督
Raise your hand if you are sure
如果请你举手如果你知道
Okay. If so then I'm going to assure you today
如果肯定的话我会告诉你在今天告诉你
Preaching the gospel is meaningful
我们传讲的福音是有很有意义的
Faith in Christ is trustful
我们所信的 是值得相信的
The disciples' witnesses are reliable
门徒所传讲的是可靠的
Sin has been overcome by Christ.
基督战胜了死亡。
Death has been defeated.
死亡被打败了。
And the future of life is hopeful, for we know where we are going.
我们的生命是有盼望的，因为我们知道我们要往哪里去。
Hallelujah, Christ.Is risen.
Hallelujah, 基督复活了。
Hallelujah, Christ is indeed risen.
Hallelujah, 基督复活了。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Jesus, indeed, you are resurrected from the tomb. Hallelujah, Christ is alive today. This is our hope. This is our future, because we know where we are going.Thank you for giving us such a life in here in the earth. But in the future, we know that you're giving us another new life in heaven. 主耶稣，感谢你，我们知道你是那位复活的主，从坟墓出来，哈利路亚，你已经复活了。你是我们的盼望。我们在这个世界上面，你赐给我们有丰盛的生命，在将来你赐我们新的生命，以致我们可以同你在一起。谢谢你，求你今天的话语帮助我们能够证实、知道、心当中肯定我们的主耶稣已经复活了。谢谢你，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Thank Pastor Chow for his delivering God's message.
谢谢钟牧师的证道。
Now we're responding by offering. Usher, please come up. Let's have a prayer.
让我们用我们的奉献，来做回应。请施事的弟兄站到台前。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your love. You love us all the way to the cross. We thank you for giving us a new life. We thank you for another chance for us to meet together in your house to worship you. We thank you that we can always trust in you. We experience your blessing every day. You are abundant God, and out of your great mercy, you have given us so much. As brother and sister respond to through offering, Lord, we ask you to accept our offering, make it pure, use it for your kingdom and your glory. May it be a great blessing to many. We love you so much, God. With a brave heart, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
For those who have missed the sunrise service, you don't have to worry because we can sing because he lives again. 如果今天早上神曦礼拜没有来的，不要担心，我们有机会再唱因他活着。我们来唱因他活着。
圣子耶稣降生到世界，一次拯救世上罪人，为赎我罪，注定是世家
The Holy Communion, known also as the Lord's Supper.
我们的圣餐是纪念基督的受死。
Represents the greatest expression of God's love for all of our people here.
我们在这里也圣餐也都像展示基督对我们众人的爱。
The Lord's Supper is a reminder of what Jesus died for us on the cross.
基督受死受苦是为了我们众人。
And also a symbol for our relationship with Him.
也是我们我是也是我们基督徒与基督的一个连结的记号。
And also a promise of His return in the future.
也都给我们也都给我们一个应许，我们有将来的盼望。
This is a great blessing for all of us.
对于我们众人来说，是我们一个极大的祝福。
So if you are already been saved as a Christian,
如果你是一个重生得救的基督徒
，and has been baptized,
如果你已经受洗
，we welcome you to participate in this Lord's table.
我们欢迎你参加我们今天的圣餐。
If you already a Christian but you have not been baptized, so we hope that you wait until you're baptized and you are welcome to join this communion service.
虽然你是基督徒，如果你没有受洗的话，请你今天不要暂时不要用我们的圣餐。我们期待有一天你加入我们的家庭。
I'd like to ask all the ushers come forward.
请施事的弟兄来到台前。
And let's pray for.
我们一同祷告。
Jesus, we thank you for your great love that you died on the cross for us, you buried and you raised for us. Today we become a new person, it's because of you. Today we come to the Lord's table and remind us that you love each one of us. Your blood shed. And that our sin be cleansed. Thank you for this amazing love. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Would you please all rise? On the night Jesus was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us partake this bread together. Please be seated.
请坐。
Let us all stand.
请我们一同起立。
饭后，主耶稣又拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们当如此行，为的是要纪念我。” Let's take the cup. Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Our precious Jesus.We give you thanks for this holy communion in which you have given yourself to us. By the suffering, death, and resurrection of yourself, you deliver us from sin and death and made us with new life. Continue to strengthen our faith. Grant us in the strength of your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, we may give ourselves to you and also to others.In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
Now we have a special song offering from the youth. 现在我们请青少年献诗，我们将时间交给他们。
If you're able, 如果你可以，请起立。 John 4:10 tells us that this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Love is that he loved us before we loved him. If you know the words, sing along. Love so deep.
Love so deep is washing over me. Your face is all I see. You are my everything. Jesus Christ, you are my one desire. Lord, hear my only cry to know you all my life. Love so deep is washing over me. Your face is all I see. You are my everything. Jesus Christ, you are my one desire. Lord, hear my only cry to know you all my life. Love so deep.
Easter Sunday, we can all come here before you and just really worship you and hear your word. I pray that you would keep every one of us here today in your hands and just hold on to us. And we just thank you for your love that came before we loved you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please remain standing. Let's receive the Lord's benediction. 我们请大家一同点啊低头，我们领受父神的祝福。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠和复活的大能在我们心当中。天上父神那永不止息的大爱，圣灵保卫师的感动还有交通，常常与众生徒同在，从今时直到永永远远。 Amen。
大家坐下 ，please be seated。再一次的欢迎大家能够今天早晨来到这个的复活节的主日的崇拜。
Welcome everybody, come to the Easter worship and sunrise worship.
Let me speak in Chinese. Or...
Yes. 你讲英文，我讲中文。
我讲英文 ，right? Okay. Well, welcome again. Okay, now I know there are a few newcomers.Camp today. So if you're the first time here, you're here, would you please come up and introduce yourself and let us know about you?
如果你们是今天是第一次来到加恩堂崇拜，请你站起来，我们想认识一下你。
好，我知道有几位啊。I know that there are a few people. One is Lily, right? Lily is.
有没有一位叫做 Lily 的姊妹？
哦、oh, ，maybe she left. Okay. 还有一个叫 Emily 的。
Anyone name even new Emily?
有吗 ？Yeah, Emily. Okay, okay, okay.
欢迎你。
So welcome you. And also, there's more on the left side. First time.
左手边有没有新来的朋友
？Okay, yeah. Jennifer is a brother, right? Okay.
欢迎你。
And your name is. Your name is. Please have your name. Mike Wong. Okay, Mike. Okay.We welcome you. Okay, please sit down. Any more newcomers today?
还没有新来的朋友。
Okay, I think later on we're going to have snacks in the fellowship hall. Is it? Yeah. I think
我们一会儿还有
Okay.
茶点的时间。
We have a few announcements. Just a quick announcement for today.
我们有几个。短的报告
yeah, today we are continue to have the adults Sunday school. We have the Cantonese class and also the 栽培baptismal class as well.
我们今天成人主日学，我们有粤语的班，还有那个新生命班。
Now I know that today we are going to have I'm going to lead a baptismal class for the youth. I know that that's going to be six people going to join the class. If anyone is interested and you think you want to come and learn, even though you're a Christian, you can come and learn. So we study the lesson together.
今天周牧师会去教年轻人的洗礼班，现在今天讲到第六课。如果你是没有准备洗礼，但是你是信主的弟兄姊妹，你们可以参加。
So the meeting time is 11:30 to 12:30.
聚会的时间是11:30到12:30.
And as you know, we also have an outreach event on April the 11th, Saturday.At 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock at our church, which is this Saturday, coming Saturday.
将来这个星期六就4月11日下午的1:00 to 5:00，将会有一个外展的施工聚会。
Yeah, it is the American Cancer Society and Kenyon Church will be hosting this outreach event. So please invite your friends because we are going to have a free screening on the hepatitis B and also a workshop as well.
美国癌症协会和加恩堂在当天会主办一个免费的乙型肝炎讲座，还有肝炎的筛选检查。
Yes, you know, on October 27 to November 9th, we have a Chinese mission trip to the Xiamen.
今年的成人主日学成人短宣队要去厦门，时间是10月27号到
November 9th
到11月9号。
We need one, at least one more person in order to go.
我们需要多一位弟兄或者姊妹报名，我们就可以成行。
So if you have this burden, and please come to talk to me.
如果你有负担，请跟周牧师联络。
Otherwise, we're going to cancel this trip.
否则这个行程将会取消。
So I really urge that you know, God move your heart and try to join this mission trip. It is very meaningful.
我非常盼望神可以感动你参加我们这个短宣队。
Okay. Please remember some of the illness, sickness, brothers and sisters, such as Christine,
请你在祷告中纪念我们那些患病的弟兄姊妹，特别是谢连君姊妹、
Juliana Tang、
邓雪梅姊妹、
Isabel、
那个张正仪姊妹。
Also praying for Key's brother. He's going to have an operation later on April 14.
还有纪念许琦弟兄，他在四月十四号将会有手术。
And I think some brother Chen, right, came to our church today, right? 陈江华，
陈弟兄今天来了。
Okay, yeah, 他坐后面。Okay, 请你起来哈。
陈弟兄今天回到我们当中，我们欢迎他。
We are very happy to see him again.
我们很高兴我们再次见到陈弟兄。
Please be seated. Okay.Okay, the service is end today, so please pray and then go to the fellowship hall and we're going to have some snack.
默祷之后散会。
Thank you.